As you've been hearing in the news, Manitoba is making changes to its infant immunization program for respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. Starting this fall, children born during RSV season between October 1st and March 31st will be eligible to get a single dose of the antibody nirsevimab to reduce the likeliness of severe illness. All other infants would only be eligible if they're deemed a high risk to contract RSV. There are calls, though, for Manitoba to join other provinces like Quebec and Ontario in making the shot accessible to all infants. Dr. Shelley Ross is with the Maternal RSV Task Force at the Federation of Medical Women of Canada. Dr. Ross joins us now by Zoom. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Dr. Ross, the province calls its move an expansion, but it doesn't go as far as committing to doing what others are doing in terms of extending the treatment to all, preventative treatment to all newborns and young children. What do you make of this, of it not going that far?
It is wonderful news because every infant deserves to be protected from RSV. And a lot of people don't even know about RSV. You know, until you're pregnant, you don't hear about it that often. And so I think healthcare providers need to make sure that the people they're taking care of know that this is a big threat for our newborns and that there's something we can do about it.
How would you characterize how you feel about the province not making the full move, which is making it make it available to all newborns and young children?
The product monograph says that it should be given during RSV season. However, there is a second vaccine that's available that's actually given to the mother, and it can be given at 32 to 36 weeks pregnant, and that way the baby's protected from the very first breath. And some mothers prefer to take a vaccine themselves and then pass it through the placenta to the baby, then have their baby have a shot.
Right. And is that available to folks in Manitoba? I don't know the answer to that question.
It's only the nirsevimab, the shot given to the baby, that's going to be covered. The other one is a private pay, often covered by medical insurance.
Right. What's your sense? Because you have you understand the landscape and appreciate the landscape. Why are provinces like Quebec and Ontario making this shot available to all infants and a province like Manitoba deciding not to go that far? What do you envision might be the reason?
My understanding that is Manitoba is going to make it available for all newborns and high risk outside the RSV season. But any baby born between October the 1st and March the 31st is going to have the option to have the shot.
Right. Sounds like this is a risk management. Is technique the right word? A program?
Absolutely. Because, you know, if your baby is sick and on a respirator in the intensive care unit, you certainly wish there was something you had done to prevent it, because there's no treatment, only supportive care.
Well, for people who may not know, what is RSV and why is it so dangerous?
So RSV is a virus, and it can give respiratory infections, something as mild as a runny nose and a cold, or something as severe as a bad lung infection. And as I mentioned, to the point of having to go on a respirator. And not only is it when they're sick at the time, but it sets up their lungs for repeated problems, pneumonias, asthma, you know, premature death from lung disease as they get older.
You're part of that National Maternal RSV Task Force that I mentioned. Why was this task force created in the first place?
The Federation of Medical Women of Canada is a group of women physicians, and we like to advocate and make sure that women and children's health is on the forefront. And when these options of the two vaccines became available, it was just too great an opportunity not to advocate for every infant to be protected.
Right. So you saw, and the folks on the task force saw a need to do this, essentially.
Absolutely.
Nirsevimab, it's an antibody. How does it help?
So normally an antibody fights an infection, and it's one that's produced in the laboratory so that the antibody passively protects the baby. So if it comes across the RSV, it will fight it. Whereas the Abrysvo is an act of immunization to the mother. They form the antibody. The antibody goes across the placenta and then again passively protects the baby.
Talk about why provinces are lagging behind when it comes to universal vaccinations. What are the interests here that that you think people need to be aware of or to better appreciate these sorts of decisions?
I think that a lot of decisions, unfortunately, are made on financial basis. The program is not inexpensive, but when you think of the emotional trauma that it would cause a family to have their baby in the intensive care unit, or the 1 in 50 babies that are hospitalized in the first year of life, the expense of that for the hospital system, it's money well spent, but I think it's a financial decision.
Right. And a provincial spokesperson says that on average, their program annually enrolls about 300 Manitoban high-risk infants and children. These are kids who and infants who would not have the protection if this wasn't in existence, right?
That's right.
What do parents need to know about RSV, do you think, as we head into the cold and flu season? What do you ask them to do? What's your call to action?
I think the most important thing right this moment is if you're pregnant, talk to your healthcare provider. Ask them about RSV. And one of the recommendations we made was to make sure that people have the education and the information to talk to the patients so that they can make an informed decision. So talk about it with your healthcare provider. Decide what you want to do.
Dr. Ross, am I right to, in my estimation here, what I'm hearing from you, that you are applauding the province for its move? Do you want anything else?
It is absolutely wonderful what Manitoba has done, and I hope all the provinces follow suit.
Dr. Ross, thank you for this.
More than welcome.
Dr. Shelley Ross is with the Maternal RSV Task Force at the Federation of Medical Women of Canada. You can read more about this story on our website, cbc.ca/Manitoba.